With flute and harmonica tucked in their packs, Claire Hoffman and Robert Bonfilio embarked on a great Arizona adventure, a five-day rim-to-rim Grand Canyon hike. During the hike, a park ranger stumbled across Claire playing her flute and asked if she and Robert would play a concert that night. They did, and that's when the seeds for the Grand Canyon Music Festival were planted. This month, the festival celebrates 30 years with a great roster of concerts, including Ethel, the Native American Composer's Apprentice Project, and the Catalyst String Quartet. The Catalyst Quartet is a relatively young quartet, and they are making waves. They received rich accolades at their recent Carnegie Hall debut. They met at the internationally acclaimed Sphinx competition for young Black and Latino string players. All are top laureates of the competition. I caught up with Catalyst violist Christopher Jenkins. So in a few days, you and the quartet will be making a trip to Arizona for a return performance with the Grand Canyon Music Festival. You're a veteran now. Last year was the first year, right?
Actually, this is our third year returning to the festival.
Well, after 3 years, what do you most enjoy about the festival?
I think I most enjoy actually meeting the people, meeting people on the reservations and meeting students and just getting to interact with them. It's really a rewarding experience, and we really enjoy that part.
I had the understanding that you were only performing, so you're actually doing workshops and lectures with the kids?
Yes, so we come out for two different projects. We come out to play at the festival, and we also take part in the Native American Composers project. So we travel around the reservations and play music written by Hopi and Navajo students at some of the high schools.
This is right in line with the Catalyst mission of promoting diversity in classical music.
Exactly. So we also work at a music camp for minority string players, for Black and Latino string players during the summer. And that's what we've just finished doing before we go out to the Grand Canyon.
Well, these concerts you're playing at the Shrine of the Ages this weekend, my gosh, talk about diversity, from Joan Tower to Philip Glass.
That's something that's very important to us, to present not only old standard works, but also newer works that are accessible and that audiences will connect with. So, and we also really love to play newer American music. It's great for us to present a program of things that are somewhat standard, but still definitely engaging, and music that's newer and might seem a little bit daunting, but is definitely audience-friendly. And I think on both programs, there's a lot for listeners to really enjoy. One of my favorite things about playing with this group is that I can't think of a time, really, hardly ever, when we play something that I don't think is just an awesome piece of music.
And Friday's program opens with Catalyst's arrangement of Bach's Goldberg Variations. Why the Goldberg Variations?
Why the Goldberg Variations? That's a great question. It's a lot of it has to do with the fact that as quartet players, we don't really get to play Bach, although we all love Bach, and you know, he's the father of our music in many ways. So we thought, why not find a way to actually get to play some Bach, something so standard and so old, and also so recognizable that audiences love? There's no reason why we should have to be denied that, right? And we realized that there are published trio versions. It's been published in many different arrangements, but we couldn't find a suitable arrangement for string quartet, so we decided to make our own.
The Catalyst Quartet performs Friday, August 30th, and Saturday, August 31st, at the Shrine of the Ages as part of the 30th anniversary season of the Grand Canyon Music Festival. For more details and to check out a video of the Catalyst Quartet, visit kbok.org. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.